Paul opened the door before Grant could knock. His face was pale, eyes rimmed with sleeplessness. Behind him, Robin lingered in the hallway, her thumb moving restlessly over the rosary beads.
"Father," Paul said quickly, words tripping over each other, "thank you for coming."
Grant nodded. "You asked, I came."
Come in, Paul said, gesturing him to come inside.
Inside, the air smelled of candle wax and something sour beneath, like damp wood. Family photographs lined the hallway. Birthdays, vacations, James with a too large baseball cap and a trophy nearly as big as his torso. In every picture, he was bright, grinning, alive. Grant slowed, studying them. These photos showed a child he doubted he was able to meet. Robin followed Grant's gaze, speaking softly, as if confessing.
"He used to be like that all the time. Always laughing, always running. He couldn't sit still. He'd build forts in the living room, beg Paul to play catch, even in the rain."
Her voice trembled.
"He loved people, Father. He loved everything."
Paul's jaw tightened. "He made friends everywhere. He was a light." His eyes drifted towards the staircase.
"That was before..."
Grant turned, voice even. "When did you first notice the change?"